Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:17. Top out at 31 today. It is 23 right now. And Heather's on the phone. How are you, Heather?
Good.
What's up?
I heard you talking about that ringtone.
Yeah.
There's an app for that.
There,
I have to say that.
I was going
to
say, I'm pretty sure that there is. Like, there's
it's
one of those.
A ring droid.
A ring,
ring
droid?
Ring droid.
All right.
It's really cool because if you download any song, because I have Zedge.
Yeah, then,
too,
then can't you, like, then chop off what part you want?
Yeah, you can.
You'd, like,
chop
edit
off
it
any
in there?
Section
yeah.
Of the song.
Yeah. Oh.
If you want to do, like, an entire song, you could do just the chorus or just the beginning
yeah.
of the song. And you cut it off to exactly where you want it, and then you save it as a ringtone.
Okay, because I had, what I had done in the past was, just because, well, I work at a radio station and I know how to edit audio, I would just cut my own clip together of what I wanted for the ringtone,
mm-hmm.
and then save it as an MP3 on my phone, and then there you go.
Well, now there's an app for that.
Now there's an app for that, of course.
I think
course
there's a couple
there
different apps for that, actually.
I'm looking
well,
through
that's
here, though.
The one
and
I use, and I love it. It's so easy.
I can't find where I, or maybe if I add another field, it won't let me add
called
a ringtone for you.
What?
No.
It's on there.
My phone won't let me do it. There's no spot for it.
It's on there.
It's not. Unless, is it under nickname? No.
There's a way of adding.
I'll figure it out. Well, thank you so much.
The thing is that when you download them, it's, yeah, it was really kind of hard. You have to save them. You have to go through Ringdroid and do them in order to, and then cut them and then save them as a ringtone in order to use them, or they're not.
Could you
there
do it for an individual person?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would just save it as an individual ringtone and then you would go into that person and then you mm-hmm. add.
Their, yeah, but I don't have the option. There's no field to.
There is somewhere in there. I know that there is.
There is. You have to go to edit.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And that's not an option.
I'm got it. I'm
then,
certain
then,
that there
then
is.
When you use the ringtone, then you can use set as, and then it will give you an option
yeah.
as ringtone or
look,
contact ID.
Yep. If you go look underneath the ringtones, then you should be able to do it in there.
Okay.
I know you can. I know it's possible.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Heather.
All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, I found it.
Okay, good.
It's not under edit. It's in the same little menu as edit.
Oh, okay.
And I can also, like, if I'm on you, I could set a ringtone, and then right under that, I can set all calls to voicemail.
Really?
That's a cool option, though. There's some people I would not mind doing that to.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mike is on the phone. How are you, Mike?
Good. I have some breaking news. Okay. Mel, are you sitting down right now?
I am sitting down.
All right. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is at the hotel just north of the vault right now.
I heard that it was going to be in town.
Whoa.
Should I go take pictures?
Breaking news.
Wow.
I drove
the
by Wienermobile. And I seen it. It just made me laugh. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Do you think they let me go inside it?
Maybe.
Wonder what it will look like inside it.
Like a RV?
Inside of a hot dog?
A tube-shaped RV?
I bet they have a lot of whistles, or the wiener whistles in there.
I bet they have hot dogs in there.
I bet you they do.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for the call, yeah. Mike.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I drove by. I almost stopped and took a picture, but I didn't have time. But
Oh, that's all right.
You're not excited or what?
I'm not, no. No.
I think it's cool.
Well, hey, Mel's excited. I'm not.
Would you be more excited if you seen, like, the Batmobile?
No, I would be excited if if Dale's RV from The Walking Dead came through town, that would get me excited.
That would be pretty exciting, but the Wienermobile.
It's the Wienermobile.
Wienermobile or
Wienermobile.
Dale's RV. I mean, it's...
But it's the Wienermobile.
It's not really much of a question.
Oh, my gosh.
Zombies or wieners?
Well, at least I know I'll be laughing all day now that I've seen it. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Mike.
All right, bye.
Have a good one. Yeah, I would rather see Dale's RV.
You're really putting the question zombies or wieners?
Oh, yeah. Zombies all day. That might be different for you.
Very.
Not me.
New music. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel.
Hot 104.7.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Anne Hathaway says that her wardrobe malfunction the other night was devastating and added that she said that we, quote, live in an age when someone takes a picture of someone in a vulnerable moment rather than delete it. Rather than delete it, do the decent thing and sells it. I'm going to put a drink down for that.
Okay. Or yeah. She could have just worn her underwear.
We're not getting into that anymore. Google has released its list of the most searched stuff of the year. It includes Whitney Houston, Gangnam Style, The Hunger Games, One Direction, and the iPhone 5. Taylor Swift is back on top of the Billboard charts, selling another 167,000 copies of her album Red. Wiz Khalifa debuted at number 2 with 141,000 copies, while Kesha's Warrior opened up at number 6 with 85,000 copies. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 937 up to 31 today. We are at 20 right now. There are 11 things that people hate about the holidays. And we're only at December 13th. And we're already talking about things that we hate about the holidays.
Okay.
Here is the list. I'll start at 11. Family members or friends who don't bring anything when you're hosting a party. Stores that don't give out gift boxes. What is that? I don't get that.
Well, a lot
give
of
out gift boxes.
A lot of stores will do like a shirt box.
Oh,
whatever.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
People who double dip at holiday parties.
Yeah.
People leaving their Christmas decorations up till February or March.
That's why I don't do the outside ones.
I don't mind if they're up, just don't turn them on. Like, I might not get to taking mine down right away if there's, you know, if it's super cold.
Yeah.
But I'll unplug them. I won't let the timer turn them on and off anymore.
Gotcha.
Pressure to give gifts to more people than you really want to. Oh, I hear that.
Yeah.
Too much holiday music everywhere. Notice you don't hear any on Hot 104.7. That is intentional. We'll play a little bit next week.
Yeah.
But not, we're not going to kill you with it.
I kind of want to hear some Santa Baby, though.
There is, Hot Shell Ray's got a Christmas song out.
Jingle Bell Rock?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it was on the top list of ringback tones.
Travel prices being so incredibly high.
Right?
But gas is getting cheap. Number 4, people cutting in line.
I haven't ran into that problem.
I did it accidentally. Waiting in line for Santa.
Oh.
Didn't realize that I had cut in front of a guy whose daughter was like running around.
Oh.
And he was just kind of standing there but wasn't like right next to the next person in line. And I moved over there thinking he wasn't in line. And then I didn't even realize I did it. And then I let him go first.
That was nice.
A focus on gifts and not the spirit of the holidays. We've gotten a couple of calls from people who are like, how early stores are putting out holiday decorations and displays.
Who was it? Macy's or one of those actually put out saying that we are only going to celebrate one holiday at a time and said that they wouldn't put up Christmas stuff. Until after Thanksgiving.
I think.
I'm pretty sure it was them. It was one of those big department stores.
Like, if they're starting to put it out, like, Thanksgiving weekend. Well, I mean, if they did it, if it was there, like, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, to me, that's not too early, because Black Friday is
Christmas shopping, yeah.
And the number one thing that people hate most about the holidays, crowds. Traffic, crowds in parking lots, people in stores.
Stupid people that can't park in parking lots. Well, the snow melted, so it's better now.
Yeah.
At the mall. But oh my gosh. Monday was a disaster.
It's not that easy to get the parking spot perfect. Plus, if you don't have lines to demarcate where you can go, then you're going to fudge that space next to the vehicle next to you a little bit.
You would think, though, that they could go off of the first two that parked in the row, you know?
Yeah, but...
like, you should be able to still park accordingly. Instead, it's all zigzaggy. And it almost... I honestly just want to park in the back because I'm afraid somebody's going to hit me when they back out because they're halfway into the middle of it.
I went to a store on Saturday, and I parked way, way out because... not that I'm that worried about my truck getting dinged because it's got lots of already.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate trying to open that big door and get my big body out of the truck when it's right next to another vehicle.
I know, right?
So I'll park farther away so I can have some space.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I came out, every spot around me was filled.
Crap.
It was, yeah, I know. That's exactly what I thought when I came out. I'm like, son of a. Anyway, we have got Heroes of the Day. They are next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. I love when someone tries to tell me I'm wrong and I know I'm not.
I'm not telling you
that. Yeah, you are.
I am saying that's not how it was explained to me.
I know. And whoever explained it to you didn't know what they were talking about.
Okay, but I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying that that's not how, so you don't know that you're right.
I do know that I'm right because I already read every word of information about the thing we're talking about. Every single letter that was in the brochure, I read it all. All of it. But you don't want to believe me because someone had a name tag.
No, I don't believe you yet.
Just make sure you wear underwear, okay? And then it'll all be fine.
I wear underwear. I'm not a commando. Every time he's a hero. Working class hero. Hero.
I can be your hero, baby. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
I might go commando tomorrow.
Okay.
Just kidding. For a few fleeting moments, this woman had the best breasts in the world. They were firm, gigantic. Kind of thing. I'm sorry, this story cracks me up. Yesterday, authorities in Barcelona, Spain, busted a woman traveling from Bogota, Colombia. I think that's right. I don't know.
Bogota?
Okay. With 3 pounds of cocaine in her new breast implants.
Well, there's a practical use for them.
Yeah. Spain's interior ministry says they usually give more thorough screenings to people who come through from the country, from Latin America, because of the potential of smuggling. And they were suspicious of the woman's fresh scars and the bloody gauze on her chest, so they sent her to the hospital to be examined. And doctors found her implants were made of a lot of concentrated cocaine. She has been arrested.
She was walking around bare-chested with scars?
I don't know, but apparently it was visible. Isn't that weird? And
yeah.
What if something happened, like, where it exploded inside your breast? I mean, you
would
probably
die.
Drug overdose and stuff.
If there was one kind of frivolous lawsuit I wish they would just ban outright, it would be these. Criminals suing their victims.
Right?
Here's the latest. Back in October of 2010, when Bryson Dewberry of Colorado Springs, Colorado, was 17, he robbed a liquor store. He ran in, grabbed a bottle of vodka, and ran out. The owner, Chang Ho Yi, chased him out in the parking lot and shot him. And the bullet hit Bryson in the jaw. Now, Bryson is suing Chang. He says he didn't pose any physical threat, and Chang was negligent and reckless. Colorado law allows deadly force in self-defense, but not in property defense. He says the bullet left him, quote, disfigured, and he needs speech therapy to recover from being shot in the jaw. Bryson is seeking at least $100,000. He was initially charged with shoplifting in the case, but a grand jury decided not to charge him. I guess he got punishment enough. Still, I think shooting a guy who stole a $20 bottle of vodka is a little overboard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think you can sue the victim of your crime.
No.
Even if it is that, well,
I don't know.
Anyway.
Don't be a criminal, then that won't happen.
Yeah, and wear underwear on the red carpet. No one will get pictures of your crotch.
Stop it already.
Time for us to scoop Ben's in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.